Welcome to Gardens for Everybody podcast. The goal for today is to introduce our friend Dawn, who is the president of the Barhaven Food Cupboard. As you, our dear listeners, know, Elizabeth and I are two of the volunteers in the Barhaven Food Cupboard Garden. Today, we are talking to Dawn about how the Barhaven Food Cupboard supports our neighbors and how the garden contributes. There's a link below in the notes if you want to donate to the Barhaven Food Cupboard.
So Dawn, thank you so much for joining us today. And I think first of all, we'd like to know a bit of background about the Barhaven Food Cupboard.
Some background about the Barhaven Food Cupboard. So we have actually been in production for about 25 years now. Mm-hmm. We started in the basement of the Barhaven United Church, mm-hmm. a very small, mm-hmm. Contained little spot. We had about 10 volunteers at that time, mm-hmm. And at that time we actually packaged food boxes for our clients, and they were handed a box of food that would last them 3 or 4 days. When we moved 8 years ago into the Walter Baker Center, mm-hmm. we had much bigger space, more volunteers, and we introduced the shop factor to the food cupboard, mm-hmm. so that clients could come in and have a little bit more freedom and choose in what they wanted to mm-hmm. pick. As of today, as of last night, I just received the numbers. We are serving over 600 families a month.
That's a lot.
Yep. Our food costs are approximately $50,000 a month.
Wow. Oh
my.
And we're working with about 125 volunteers, including the garden. So we have a very strong volunteer base, which is wonderful. Yeah. We are solely run with volunteers, board included. And all of our funding comes from donations from within the community. Yeah. We do not receive any grants or anything from the city.
So is that what makes us different from like the Oshawa Food Bank? So what's the distinction between the two?
So the biggest distinction is the money piece and the areas. The Ottawa Food Bank serves all of Ottawa.
Yeah.
The individual food banks or cupboards, whether it be Manotick, Riverside South, Barhaven, yeah. Bell's Corners, they have a catchment area. Mm-hmm. So... And the Ottawa Food Bank has several staff on hand, and they do receive quite a bit of city and provincial, I'm not sure about federal money, but definitely city and provincial money. So.
And when you say staff on hand, you mean paid staff?
Paid staff, yes. So they have an executive director, yeah. they have a marketing director, they have an operations director, mm-hmm. that are all paid.
Right. Whereas at Barhaven, everyone's a volunteer.
Everybody's a volunteer.
Yeah, and thank you for volunteering. Because
thank you for volunteering.
President must be a huge role. So yes, that's really, thank you so much.
Thank you.
So how long have you been president? And
So I'm coming up on to my first official year as president. I did take over when the previous president had to vacate his spot yeah. halfway through his first year. So I've been in the role for about a year and a half. Mm-hmm. Previous to that, I was vice president for 2 years. I had taken a break because I had done an 8-year term on the Barhaven Food Cupboard, and you have to take a break after
right.
that. So I had taken a break, but I had previously done an 8-year term.
Wow.
As secretary, volunteers director. What else did I do? I can't remember.
Gosh, it sounds yeah. like you've done it all, and as well as having a busy life. So that's amazing. So thank you so much for that. So I guess the other thing we wanted to know about is who are the clients of the food cupboard in Barhaven?
It's a wide variety. Right at this point, we have about 40% of our clients are children.
Wow.
Within a family, obviously.
Yes.
We've broken up our clients into small, medium, large, extra large. So a small mm-hmm. family, medium family, large family, extra large. A very large part of our client base is from the Muslim population, mm-hmm. Which has actually been a huge learning curve and education piece for all mm-hmm. of us. Because, yeah. of course, they would want different types of food. They yeah. would want different types of meat. So we've really had to spend some time learning from them. And we've fostered a wonderful relationship with the mosque in Barhaven. Mm-hmm. And, they've been trying to teach us how to do things, what spices yeah. they like, what, that kind of stuff. Because it's not just the simple, here's a can of pasta, spaghetti, craft dinner,
yes.
Yeah. They don't eat that kind of
yeah.
stuff. So it's
yeah.
been a learning curve for us,
yeah.
but it's very
That's
interesting.
Wonderful.
What produce does the food cupboard need? And does the garden help? How does the garden help?
So the produce that the food cupboard needs and wants sometimes are two different things. We will take just about any produce that is given to us. We do very much like to provide our families with a well-balanced supply of food, including produce. So right now we are getting a chunk of our produce from Costco. They are donating some of it.
Wow.
Some of the stuff that's not so pretty, which is fine. We'll take that.
Yeah.
We'll take that. But we do find when we have to purchase it, it will definitely go, as most families do, it goes seasonal. So, you know, we buy apples when they're at low cost. We buy, you know, lettuce when it's ever low cost. We will take whatever we can get. We do have a few partners who sometimes do come across produce for us and will call us and say, hey, we have, you know, a huge whack of mushrooms, or we have a huge whack of cucumbers. Do you want them? Yes, we'll take them, you know. So the produce that we receive in the wintertime from Costco and the different suppliers that we have is a great help. But we do love it end of spring, summertime, fall, when the garden comes to life. That really does help us. The amount of produce that you guys can bring us, the different variations. I know we've had meetings about what it is exactly that we are looking for and what you guys are going to plant for us. So
yes, because you guys asked for more hot peppers. We only had 100 plants last year.
That was not enough, I guess. We very much love the collaboration that we have with the garden, and we love to be able to say that the produce that we have that comes in the summertime is from our own garden. It's amazing when we tell the clients that this is from our own garden, you know, that's done by our volunteers. So it's a wonderful collaboration, and anything that you guys can bring us, especially the hot peppers, is great.
Thank you.
So I guess the next thing we're wondering is, what's the best way for people to donate to the food cupboard?
So there are two ways. If they would like to donate money, which...
We like money.
We do like money. We can actually make our money go a little bit further. We don't use the line that the Ottawa Food Bank uses, that, you know, we can take $5 and make it into $8, because we can't really. We're not that big. But money is great. They can go on the website. There's a donate button right there. They can do a one-time donation. They become a monthly donor, you know, whenever, whatever works for them.
What about donating in the stores? Is that something that you encourage, or how does that help?
So we have bins in most of the major grocery stores in the Barrhaven area. You can either drop a food off into the bin, or the grocery stores offer bags that you can buy. I believe Metro and Independent both have the bags that you can buy for $5 or $10. Yeah. And those are items that we have worked out through the grocery store, our most needed items.
Right. So you kind of prefer the bags? You take it all? Yeah.
We take it all. We do ask sometimes, if you're going to just drop things off, then make it something that, you know, wouldn't be in the bag maybe.
Right.
We have a huge need for baby food, diapers, feminine hygiene products, and personal hygiene products. Those are items that are very expensive, and a few years back we had decided that we just did not have the budget to, to purchase those anymore. So when we get a donation of those, they're like gold.
Oh.
Oh yes.
Do you take clothing or household stuff?
No, we unfortunately don't have the means to do that. But I believe in the food cupboard there is a resource center there. They could probably help you to say where to bring it.
Okay, that's great. And so what about volunteering at the food cupboard? How do people go about doing that?
Same idea on the website. There is a tab that's for volunteering. It would go right to our director of volunteers if they're interested. We would just ask them to reach out to her, put in sort of what they're interested in doing, or if they would just like information on what is available. Sometimes people don't really know what they can do or they can't do, or, you know, timing or anything. And then that our director of volunteers would reach out to them and have a further conversation about what their availability was, you know, what they were sort of interested in doing, what their strengths are. We are always looking for people who have a skill that is marketing, or, you know, websites, or, you know, fundraising, or, you know, if anybody has a past life in that and could help us with that, those are great things. But also boots on the ground. We need people in the cupboard serving those 600 families, whether it be greeting and helping them shop, or shelving in the back, accepting orders, helping out in the garden in the summertime.
Yeah. Oh, the garden, yes. Oh, my God.
Yeah, so
in
how,
the garden. We love volunteers.
Yeah. So how would people volunteer for the garden, Marianne?
They have to contact me. So I guess the link will be
the link
below.
through our website for the podcast. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yes. And what I do is I send out an email frequently during the weeks that we grow plants, and people come on the days that they're free and they do the work that they are inclined towards, so that there's a great deal of flexibility. And we love getting the high school kids that need to get their volunteer hours because they add such good energy.
Yeah.
Such good energy.
Yeah, it's a very welcoming spot to come and volunteer. So, yes, we'll put some details of that on our website for both organizations. That's great. Well, this has been really informative. Thank you so much, Dawn.
Oh, thank
really
you for having me.
Really appreciate taking time to do that. And, yeah, thank you so much. It was really, really good information.
Thank you.
And at this point, I must say Fozzie Bear, the dog, is a golden doodle who's been going around from person to person getting petted.
Yes, little noises in the background there. Yeah.
Thanks, Dawn.
Thank you.
Thanks.